This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This year, Wisconsin Public Radio is going beyond the ballot. We're asking people around the state what issues are important to them and to their communities this election season. One issue that's come up a lot is health care. The state insurance board is now set to decide if certain services will be provided for transgender employees. As Patty Murray reports, residents are paying attention to how policymakers treat this issue during the election season.
It's late July's Pride Fest in Green Bay, where Alexandra Batts talks about her frustration navigating a private employer's health insurance program.
Speaking as a Black trans woman, it's insanely difficult. I'm happy I have insurance, but it's not the right insurance. And the more I keep trying to find out more answers, the more confusing it gets.
Batts recently moved from Racine to Menasha and says she feels bad that she doesn't know who her local officials are. She would like to ask them about health coverage for trans people.
What would you do for people who are still trying to figure out health care, especially with the LGBT community? And why not? What would you do to make our state overall number one throughout the entire nation? Like I said, I remember a time when Wisconsin was like number one, like we beat out all the other states. Why are we like number 50?
Batts isn't alone. Jay Botsford of the Wisconsin Transgender Health Coalition says both public and private employees have to navigate a complicated system.
If you're a state employee or an employee of one of the municipalities that's on a state municipal plan, you have no coverage for anything related to transition for your health care. And then for private individual and group plans, it really depends on the employer or the individual plan that's offered on the exchange.
In 2016, the State Group Insurance Board approved coverage of services related to what it calls gender reassignment or sexual transformation. But less than a year later, the board reversed that decision. This affected state employees like Sebastian Greenholtz, who's a trans man.
The routine blood test to test the level of testosterone and estrogen in my blood went from costing me nothing to costing me upwards of $500.
This week, the State Group Insurance Board will meet to consider reinstating that coverage. The Wisconsin Transgender Health Coalition is asking the state to cover surgery and hormones for sex reassignment. Sebastian Greenholtz believes elected politicians don't relate to what's going on in his life or that of, say, women in search of birth control.
It just drives me nuts that that person is empowered to make decisions about a healthcare issue that does not affect them at all.
The group insurance board has until the end of the year to make coverage decisions. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.